10 feet away, I could hear Drover making a fool of himself. Gosh, I've never met a real princess before. I've heard about them in fairy tales, and I've always wanted to meet one. So I'm so thrilled and excited, I don't know what to say. Missy didn't know what to say either. She seemed puzzled and slightly amused by his breathless presentation.
Little white dog have name?
Oh, sure, yeah, I almost forgot. He grinned and rolled his eyes up to her.
I'm Drover. Drover work on big ranch with Hunk?
Oh, yeah, well, he kind of works for me. He fluttered his stub tail. I'm a pretty important dog, and I was wondering, would you be my girlfriend? I got there just in time to save her from this shameless fraud. I shoved my way past Drover. Out of the way, you little thief. And how dare you try to steal my girlfriend? Well, I was just... Go to your room. Immediately.
It's back at the ranch.
Then scram. Get lost. Go scratch a flea. I inserted my enormous body between the runt and the lady and gave her a sultry smile. Ah, sweet Missy Coyote, how often hast thou visited me in slumberous sleep, filling the empty cave of my dreams with glorious sunlight and rainbowed visions. Drover poked his head into the conversation.
That's what I was fixing to say.
I pushed him away. Missy, my coyote coatcake, my coyote cupcake, I've hardly slept a wink since these eyes last feasted upon the prime rib of thy beauty. Drover appeared again.
That's not true, Missy. He slept all night last night, and I heard him talking in his sleep about Beulah the Collie.
I whirled around and showed him a mouthful of fangs. Will you shut your trap? What's wrong with you?
Well, when I saw her, I just fell in love. I can't help myself.
Drover, you're not in love. You're insane. Go away. I pushed him into the background and turned to the lovely lady. I don't know who this guy is, Missy. I've never seen him before. He's an imposter. She seemed puzzled.
Not Hunk's friend?
He's... Okay, we used to be friends, but that's all gone by the hayside. He's fired. History. He'll never work on this ranch again. The important thing right now is... I wiggled my left eyebrow. I'm here. And you're here. And we're both here. And, well, here we are. She chirped a little laugh.
Hunk talk funny all the time. Make Missy laugh.
I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I'm trying to be very sincere, even romantic.
What means romantic?
I'm glad you asked, Missy. It means... Somehow, Drover managed to worm his way between my legs, and suddenly he popped up between us.
It means I'm in love!
Okay, that did it. I was 1 second away from giving the little tuna the thrashing he so richly deserved when suddenly the blare of the pickup horn sounded in the distance. Then Slim called out.
Come on, dogs. The train's fixing to leave. Load up or walk.
Load up or walk? Huh. That was the easiest decision of the year. For his information, I had much better things to do than ride around with him in a booby-trapped pickup.